This is Randy Hoffbauer, Managing Editor with PL Buyer Magazine. I'm sitting here with Natalie Berg, Research Director at London-based retail consultancy Planet Retail at the 2010 FMI Private Brand Summit. We are going to discuss the discount format in North America and what North American discounters can learn from European discounters. Natalie, my first question for you is, what are the main differences between Europe's typical discount consumer and the typical North American discount consumer?
Well, the European discounters reach a much broader consumer demographic. In some countries like Germany, where the discounters have around 30% share, they're more positioned as convenience stores rather than discounters. So because they have these prime real estate locations, they're able to capture, you know, a much broader demographic, and also increasingly attract more affluent shoppers who are recognizing that there's good savings to be had in these stores. So Aldi in the UK, for example, around 50% of their consumer base is, you know, affluent ABC1 shopper demographic. Whereas in the US, I think traditionally the discounters opened in sort of secondary sites, and consequently they're targeting lower income groups, which, you know, completely contrasts with what we're seeing in Europe.
Okay. Now, in your presentation earlier, you mentioned that there are a lot of trends that are going on in the European retail market that North American retailers should be looking at, some very notable ones. Let's focus on the discount segment. What trends coming over from Europe do you think North American discount retailers should be watching, specifically from European discounters, and why should they be watching them?
Well, of course, the European discount sector is much more advanced than the North American one. So I think there's a few things. First of all, in terms of location, it's about getting better sites in order to, you know, reach a broader group of shoppers. It's about format innovation. So we saw Lidl launch their Express format. They're testing more kind of hybrid convenience and discount models, which really enables them to capture different shoppers. So I think there's a lot to be learned around format innovation, opening in sort of shopping centers or more kind of high street, you know, main areas. Also, you can learn a lot from the assortment. So in a Lidl in Germany, you'll easily find a fair trade private label range, an organic range. So there's a lot to be learned in terms of assortment. And also, although services haven't traditionally been part of the discount offering because they're an added cost, we are seeing discounters add more services in Europe, and that could potentially be transferred to the U.S.
Are we seeing any, I guess, shoots of this going on in the North American discount retailer sector, or is this something that really hasn't even started yet?
I think we're beginning to see some signs of it. For the existing discount players, we see very aggressive growth. Save-A-Lot's going to double their store base in the next 5 years. You have Dollar General adding 600 stores this year. So, you know, very aggressive growth plans from the current discounters. And interestingly, what we're seeing is discount format innovation from some of the grocery experts like Sobeys, like HEB, Giant Eagle. These retailers are grocery specialists, and they're trying to really transform the discount format into something that's fresh-focused, but still has a very strong value proposition.
Okay. You mentioned aggressive growth before. That brings me to my third question. And you mentioned in your presentation earlier also that there's something of a discount threat going on in Europe, that a lot of retail formats are being threatened by the discount formats. I'd like to ask you, do you think that North American retailers should be worrying about the same threat in North America, and why should they be worrying about it?
I think, you know, when you hear that Save-A-Lot is doubling their store base and Aldi's, you know, entering new markets like Texas and adding 100 stores, you know, it would be wrong not to worry about it. But I think because the market is much more fragmented here in the U.S. compared to Europe, the discounters don't really have as much of an opportunity. And also, I think consumers aren't fully ready for the discount format. I think there's a degree of a social stigma attached with the format, and I think there's a lot of work that needs to be done in terms of merchandising and private labels before they're able to reach a broader consumer base. So, yeah, you know, retailers should be worried, but I don't think we'll see the same levels in terms of market share that we see in Europe.
Gotcha. All right. Well, Natalie, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.